that it was that it was it was it, they were leading questions.
Well, I mean, obviously, we don't have to say anything we don't want.
Well, I wouldn't anyway, man, because I only say what I fucking think anyway. You better get your buzzer ready.
Are you going to see if they're ready, Dave?
Well, they're not quite ready, I don't think, Rog.
Okay.
Put the dog back in your smart case in there.
I got fucking conned in the dance by Bobby the other Friday.
Well, they look very nice.
They're the wrong weight for me.
They're a bit light.
Yeah, they're too light for me.
They're nice and long, though.
Okay, I'll see if I can get them together, and you can get it on.
How's well, as the rest of everybody else, man? How's everyone keeping?
Everyone's quite fit. Who do you mean, everyone?
Well, the band, Peter, Steve.
They're all quite fit, all things considered. Sure we're not keeping you?
No.
It's all right then.
I was only going to go down to Bobby's, man, to like, now Bobby's not here, I know where he is. Because he's sorting something out tonight. And that's cool. I didn't speak out of turn before, did I? I hope that fucking thing's off. No. Eh?
How much longer are you going to be in there? Are you nearly together?
Because I think we're nearly together.
Can't hear you.
Yeah. If I participate in this fucking effort, I hope I'm going to get my gold disc at the end of it. Imagine that. Oh! Mother would never forgive me. Blast off. Right. It's only a psychological thing because of that fucking thing. But I'm ready.
Dutch courage. Is it Dutch courage?
No, I wouldn't say so. Dutch courage is a thing which just happens at a time. It's a psychological thing. This is.
All right, then. All right, well, I told you what the album was all about. Are you ready? I think. Are you running?
Yeah, is it possible to have a quick test to see if it's cool? I mean, it's a waste of time me getting it together, man, if you can't keep cool, you know?
We are ready whenever you are.
Right.
I think that's cool. Right. See, what would be best, really? I mean, I might have to prompt you occasionally. I might even have to ask you a question. But what would you be best if you was to just tell us about it? Because you know, I've told you what the record's about.
Right, but tell you about it in what way?
In any way you like.
Oh, fuck.
You want me to ask you some questions?
I think it would be better. Oh, right. I think it would be better,
well, we're
man.
We're interested in people like you because, like, you've been on the road for 10 years, right?
Right.
So it's all happened.
Yeah.
Right. So we want to know just what you think about various things.
Dig it.
Life in bands and life on the road. And whether you think about other things as well.
Right.
Now, something that's very interesting, for instance, is what's your personal opinion about why do you think a lot of bands split out?
Egotism, I would say. I would say mainly egotism. You get a band that enjoys a certain degree of success. When they enjoy the success, unfortunately, it's the same as having a bad apple in a fucking barrel, man. You always get one that fucking thinks he can do a little bit better. Dig it? And in some cases it's successful, in some it fucking ain't. And that's where it's at. That's one reason. There are many other fucking reasons, man, but that's one. I would say that is the one that immediately comes to mind. Egotism.
I think I'd go along with that.
Mm. You should know what fucking musicians are like.
What are they like?
Well, you see, really, they should be normal people. Normal. But someone once said to me that a proper artist has got a right to be temperamental. I think I've just been unfortunate in meeting every temperamental artist in this fucking business. That's temperamental. That's all.
Why do you think they're temperamental?
Because of the, it's difficult to find a word just because of the nature of the work they're doing.
But do you think it might be because they get too much power?
No, definitely not. I would say too much stress on themselves. Give them false ideals.
Okay. That was a very good answer.
Thank you. Do I get 10 out of 10 for that?
Yeah.
Far out.
I get 11 out of 10 for that one. Right, what else was there? I'll tell you what another bit of it was about, which Bobby could probably have got into, but I don't think it was explained enough in the questions, so he didn't actually get into really talking about it. And that is, there's one track on the record that is about violence, right?
I'm into that.
And it's called Us and Them, simply because whenever you're in a violent situation, there's always like you who's...
Dig it.
Right, and there's them. And they're two very different things.
Right.
So, and one of the questions that we asked the others was, when was the last time you thumped somebody? Why did you do it? Did you think you were in the right? Do you still think you were in the right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The last time I thumped anyone was only the other day, as a matter of fact. I was driving along the road towards Northwood Hills, where my brother lives, and this cat in front of me was driving his car, and all of a sudden he stopped and opened his door. And from where I was in me truck, I could see that he never looked in his fucking mirror. Dig it? I could see that he never looked in his mirror. He just opened his door, which caused me to swerve on the other side of the road, very narrowly missing an oncoming motor car. So I pulled in, and like a gentleman, I went up to him and I said, "Now look, man, like, that ain't cool. Like, the thing to do, man, if you're going to stop your fucking car, you stop, you look in your mirror, and if there's nothing about, you open your door." I said, "But, like, you never done that, and, like, it nearly cost me my life." I said, "Like, well," then the guy was very rude. He was rude. In fact, his last words to me were, he called me a long-haired git, so I felt compelled. Well, as soon as he was that fucking rude, retribution was close at hand. So that was the last time I was violent, about 3 days ago.
And you think you were justified? You put one
definitely.
In.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because the thing is, man, is like, when you're driving on the road, I mean, like, you get a person who's that fucking rude, I mean, they're going to kill you. So, like, if you give them a quick, short, sharp shock, they don't do it again. Dig it? I mean, he got off light because I could have given him a thrashing. I only hit him once. I feel sure that you and Bobby have got this idea, man, that, like, we're a couple of hooligans and we're not really, believe me.
You and Bob?
Yeah, right, man. There's only a difference of right and wrong, isn't it? I mean, good manners don't cost nothing, do they? Hey.
Right, I think you've covered that one. Right, now, another thing that we're interested in, because, again, there's a track on the album that's supposed to be about it, is Pegging Out.
Fuck. Oh, evil bastards.
How do you feel about that? Are you frightened of it?
Death? Wow. What is it, man? You tell me. I don't know. I once had my head read, and by that, this chick that was into astrology, I gave her my date of birth and everything, can you dig that? And, like, she told me where all my energy was channeled, and she said one of them was his experiences. So, like, when I come across death, it'd be a new trip, wouldn't it? So, like, I wouldn't have had it before, so it'd be all right. Doesn't bother me in the slightest. Live for today, gone tomorrow. That's me. Yeah, don't worry about it. Never have done. Something new, innit?
Do you think you ever will? I mean, when you're a bit closer to it.
Nah. Well, it's one of them things that never goes out of fashion, isn't it? Yeah. Fire up when you're lying there cold and fucking stiff without your hot water bottle, eh?
Hang about. I'm going to ask you something fucking good now. If I can.
If you like, I'll include one of me poems.
Go on then.
Would you like to hear one of me poems? Far out. Well, this poem, man, is called My Cat Called Skins. Yes, it was a black kitten that I had a long time ago when I shared a flat with the road managers of the Bonzo Band. And I called this cat Skins because that was its name, right, Skins. And I wrote a poem about it one night and it went like this. I've got this cat called Skins who moves so fast. He turned round last night and got his head stuck up its arse. So if you want to see the world's only round cat that goes round and round and round and round and round and round, come round here. Admission 1 and 6. Now how about that? Was that a killer? Plenty more, man. I've written about 30. Was there anything else?
Yeah. Do you ever think about the dark side of the moon?
I think it's a beautiful thing. Full stop. Far out. Far out.
Why is that?
Because it is.
Yeah. Oh, you might say that. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else relevant. We did the mortality bit. We did the violence bit. We don't...
Running!
What did he say?
He said running. No, he said money. I was just...
Oh, do I get paid? Eh? Oh, far out, that makes it even better, doesn't it? Ah, good Lord.
I was just about to say, we don't need anything for the money bit. But I didn't get a chance because he said money. Or he might have said running. I think he said money.
He might have said running.
If I said running.
Doesn't matter.
Going mad. Right. Do you ever think you're going mad, Roger?
I once reached a stage in my life where I was completely convinced that I'd gone over the brink, or, well, that's what I cared to call it, over the brink. I mean, I used to go into a shop and buy a packet of cigarettes, and, like, I couldn't count the change in my hand. That was when I thought I was going fucking mad, man, when I couldn't count the change in my hand. That was in the middle of an American tour. That's when I decided to retire after 56 days without a day off.
And that's the only manifestation, is it? Not being able to count your change.
Oh, that was an example. I would say it was the most terrifying experience of my life because it was spread over a period of time, man, wasn't it? Dig it? I had a nervous breakdown. That's going mad, isn't it? Temporary insanity, anyway. But the thing is, with a trip like that, is when you come out of it, you're that much stronger. So everything, no matter what happens to you after that, man, it's all fucking beneath you. Dig it? I'm on top of everything all the time, man, because it's all fucking beneath me. Because I've had the worst. Dig it? Good philosophy.
All right. I think that'll do.
Far out.
Very lucid.
I hope it didn't. Obviously, I was conscious of the fact that you were asking me questions, but I hope it didn't sound too... Dig it?
Too what?
Well, I hope it didn't sound too... informative. Dig it?
Yeah.
As if it was, like, laid down on pat.
I don't think it did.
Because, like, you know, I was only trying to give, as you said, man, like, my ideas on what you asked me. Right. I mean, I'll give you the poem as a fucking perk, you know.
No, I thought it was... Right. Right.
I've got loads of meat machine, man. Really, do you know?
I don't think they might have been downstairs.